Module 9, What a Lunch and Learn is Not. Lunch and learns that fail often do not meet the criteria of a lunch and learn. In order to be successful, it is important to define what a lunch and learn is and what it is not. By creating a lunch and learn according to the appropriate definitions, you increase your chances of success. Heavy or serious topics. Lunch and learns are not the appropriate setting for heavy or serious topics. The short amount of time requires that you be concise and avoid anything serious. Serious topics require much more time than you have to offer. This does not mean that lunch and learns are not informative. They can be extremely useful training tools. Simply use basic topics such as the ones below. Topic examples: business etiquette, email etiquette, social media, managing change, team building. You may follow up with further training if there is a need for a more in-depth study later. You should, however, avoid complex information that you cannot adequately cover in a single session. Required training. Lunch and learns are not useful for most required training, such as health and safety training. This type of training is legally mandated or company mandated. Required training requires a level of focus that you cannot provide in a lunch and learn. For example, you would not use the lunch and learn for training on harassment or OSHA standards. Additionally, required training typically demands the taking attendance, which is difficult in lunch and learns. Lunch and learns should be optional. This places the participant in control of the learning experience. Making lunch and learns required does little to motivate people. Optional lunch and learns will help weed out disruptive people and ensure that the participants have an interest in the subject matter. Replacement for traditional training. Lunch and learns are not replacements for traditional training sessions. They should be supplementary learning, or it can be used to introduce a new topic. The lunch and learn can be used to provide training in work skills, employee development, product training, and life skills. Traditional training takes longer than 30 to 40 minutes and often requires hands-on work to be effective. Methods of traditional training: demonstrations, coaching, computer training, e-class, team training, lectures. While lunch and learns may integrate aspects of traditional training, they are not the same. Lunch and learns are not long-term training programs. Just a free lunch. There is a saying that there is no such thing as a free lunch. You need to keep an eye out for people who are only interested in the food. People who want a free lunch have no interest in learning and are more likely to cause disruptions during the lunch and learn. There are a few ways to spot people who only came for the food. They only ask about the food. They do not pay attention. They may try to slip out early. You should encourage people to come only if they are interested in the material to prevent problems. If you notice offenders, ask them why they are attending. This lets them know that you are aware of their behavior. You may make a ground rule about participation. Additionally, choosing to serve lunch during the Q&A will discourage people from coming who do not want to sit through the event. Case study. The CEO of EGC Beauty was looking for a way to trim the training budget and decided to try to use mandatory lunch and learns to instill new information. The lunch and learns were frequently scheduled because of their short time frame. After 3 months, he discovered that employees did not seem to fully understand the information being presented. Additionally, he saw a rise in turnover. According to interviews, employees were choosing to leave because they felt that their breaks had been stolen. The CEO chose to reinstate other training methods.